Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back from celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean and ready to share even more Christmas cheer with the world as we delve into the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza edition of the big show today. So just before we continue on with anything else, let me just apologize in advance. But guys, welcome. CJ's in the studio. How are you, buddy?
Merry Christmas.
We also have Bubble Boy.
Merry Krampus.
And believe it or not, we even have our buddy Bill the producer. He's made a rare appearance today just for the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I think it is. Bill, what do you think?
C.
C. You got to unmute your mic there, Bill. He's a little out of practice, I think. Now you can say something.
They pushed me way over here in the corner.
Yeah, well, that's...
I don't like it.
That's what happens when you don't show up for like a year.
This microphone smells bad.
Bill.
Yeah, really?
Bill, the season is about Jesus, not Jesus.
You know, that's an easy mistake someone could have made. Yeah. Anyone could have made that.
Same spelling.
He says he spent Christmas in the Bahamas, and where I come from,
Christmas is
until next Tuesday.
Well, you would be wrong on two counts.
Yeah, blaspheme.
Because I was in the Turks and Caicos.
Ah.
Yeah.
Why do you have a turd on your microphone?
That is Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo.
My mistake.
It's a classic Christmas. Today here with Scuba Radio. We are on Facebook Live, so I adorned the studio with some special holiday themed trinkets. As you can see, we have a Santa rubber ducky that I picked up from Mermaid Brittany in the Turks and Caicos on the Explorer Ventures boat. And before we get in all the Crapstravaganza festivities, which I got to tell you, this one could go down in the record books is the worst one yet.
And you're such a tease. You say that every year.
Yeah, true. But I think we have eclipsed ourselves. And just to give you a fair warning, you know, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, usually makes an appearance singing a Christmas song.
Oh, Greggy.
And you are going to hear
so
her.
Right.
You're going to hear her from Christmas past on the show today doing just that. However, she was supposed to make an appearance today for a new one because we figured we'd set the story right with Baby It's Cold Outside and get Jerry the Diver Guy and her to sing a duet of that song and kind of put that whole controversial issue of the lyrics and stuff to bed, put a little diving spin on it, and really solve one of the pressing problems we've been having in the USA this season with that particular song. And so we had it all ready to go. But then we find out at the last minute, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, had nodules on her vocal cords and could not sing. So
explains a lot.
Exactly.
I think she's always had this, Greg.
You know.
Huh?
My faith is not always where it should be, but that could be divine intervention.
It might be.
That's thank you.
But stepping in to fill the
shoes.
Just
in time.
Jerry did a solo thing that we're going to debut on the show today. And
he should be really good because his last name is Presley.
True. He should be.
He's related to the king.
In theory, he should be. But
I can't wait. I bet it's going to be awesome.
Well, you're going to have to judge for yourself. But if that weren't enough, and of course it never is.
That's only one thing.
Yeah, we got another thing.
You got 2 hours
to fill. We have number two.
Yes, you do.
We have the Drunken Santa is going to make an appearance today.
What?
And he has teamed up. He's went back into the studio. Last time we checked with him, he was in Atlanta in a big sound studio. And he did a song for us. He has stepped in to fill these massive fins of Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model and Jerry the Diver Guy, and done a version of Baby It's Cold Outside with a little diving spin on it. He went in the studio with his friend Jill, and Mermaid Jill, who we've had on the show before with him, and has become his kind of agent. And we are going to debut that on the show today. I haven't even heard this yet, so I'm anxious to... actually, for the first time ever, I'm actually anxious to hear from the Drunken Santa.
You better be ready with the delay in case there's some cursing if you haven't heard it.
Well, no.
Who knows?
I've prepared with a bottle of Febreze. That's really all I did. I didn't really worry about that part of it. I'm really more worried about my nostrils of him coming into the studio and sharing this story than anything else. So we'll see where that goes. But first, we got to recap on such an amazing time last week in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures, Christmas in the Caribbean. We met a phenomenal group of people on board. Vic is what, I mean, I list all the names, and you can go back and listen to the show from last Saturday and hear the play-by-play. But we have Rachel from Explorer Ventures on the phone right now. Rachel, how are you? And Merry Christmas to you.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome to
Merry Christmas.
Welcome to the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza, by the way. You have no idea what that entails. Exactly. That's the proper response. You'll just have to stick around if you so choose. But we're going to talk about the boat, what we did last week, and people that want to, I don't know, take advantage of a last-minute gift-giving idea, and that would be like a trip with Explorer Ventures, right? That would be the perfect gift.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's the perfect gift to get away. A little bit of a respite over the holidays after all the wrapping and Christmas carols.
Exactly. You know, you got to give the gift of scuba. And the great thing, if you give them a liveaboard trip, like a space on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, like we did last week, usually your buddy wants someone to dive with, so you kind of get to, you know, piggyback on that kind of thing. And so you would highly recommend it as a representative of Explorer Ventures, obviously. However, just a human being looking out for your fellow person, I would say,
human
right?
Human being?
Yeah, human being.
Yeah, definitely. Liveaboard diving is the way to go, especially if you've never been on a liveaboard before. It's good food and good diving.
Good food,
lots of
great
diving.
Lots of great diving. You know, we had a couple people that had never been on a liveaboard last week. They experienced this, and they were just tickled pink. One of them was Mermaid Brittany, or she told me last week she would prefer to be called the Scuba Gypsy, by the way, which I was like, hey, that's fine.
Gypsy!
And so we'll see where, but she just was bubbling over with excitement. Vic and his wife, Anna, I think, her name is escaping me at the minute, but Vic and his better half had a phenomenal time, and they were just a blast to dive with all week.
Nice save.
Yeah. So, anyway, good times. Now, a few things. If people want to take advantage of giving the gift of scuba with Explorer Ventures, all you got to do is call up 1-800-322-3577. But what else has been going on in your neck of the woods? What else should we tell them about there, Rachel?
We wanted to share something green for Christmas.
If you've been
on our Facebook or on our website recently, we have become the first liveaboard to receive a Green Fins membership. So it could be an Explorer 2 that's operated out of Saba and St. Kitts. We've been working with Green Fins and Reef World Foundation, which is a part of the UN Environment Initiative, and we've actually become the first liveaboard to get that membership. So we're pretty excited about that, and we thought it would be something green to share for Christmas.
And that is so appropriate. Yeah, they had this cool little presentation before we did some of the dives on Turks and Caicos. So it was part of that Green Fin Initiative, and you learn some stuff. I mean, even as in tune with this kind of stuff as I am, I picked up a couple little interesting nuggets. And that's the whole idea of Green Fins, is basically to educate the divers about not only what you're doing there in the local area, but just as a human inhabitant on how you can save the planet. So it's good stuff, Green Fins and Explorer Ventures Liveaboards, the first liveaboard company to be given that seal of approval. Great stuff, Rachel. I love it. And it just makes you feel good about going on a trip even more, right?
Definitely, yeah. We've always been, you know, environmentally sustainable in mind. But this is just a giant step forward, especially bringing, you know, Greenfin has only been operating, you know, they have more than 550 businesses worldwide. And so we're very delighted to be moving it towards the liveaboard industry and helping them get there.
Well, it's great stuff. And once again, you could book a trip, give the gift of scuba, go to exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577, call them up, book it. There's also some information up on their website about the Venturer of the Year that we awarded there at the DEMA show. But Rachel, you're going to hang out on Facebook Live and help us out today for at least a few minutes or over the next couple segments.
Yes, definitely.
Is that the plan?
Ask any little board questions. I'll be here for the next hour.
Excellent. There you go. Rachel from Explorer Ventures and Facebook Live on the chat room. Join them. You can see us on video, and we apologize in advance. I said that already.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
It's a jolly, jolly song. The song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding dong ding with love for our great king. La 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 la. La 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 la. It's time to shine, it's Christmas time, as jolly as can be.
Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us.
Oh, I can laugh and I can smile and show my happiness. I feel such love, I feel such joy when Christmas time is here. I want to show you all my loving small.
It's a jolly, jolly song, the song I want to sing. Just melodies of ding-dong-ding with love for our great king. Oh, la, 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 la. Let him in for
this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Merry Christmas to you, and welcome to the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza show. You know, I'm here with Bill, the producer. How many times did you say I'd screw up how he said that, Bill?
You,
That would be the first of
Said, actually, last hour when we were doing the World of Boating,
right.
You said it correctly.
Okay.
And my my projection, which so far has held true,
right.
is that was the only time you were going to say it correctly today, in spite of the fact that you were going to describe this as the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza multiple times, but the chances of you saying it right again were somewhere in the low single digits.
Okay, fair enough. Before I forget, though, once again, Rachel from Explore Ventures is on Facebook Live. There to answer your questions about liveaboard diving, the Greenfin initiative that she mentioned, Turks and Caicos, where we spent our time last week on the boat, all kinds of stuff. Anything related to liveaboard diving or just stuff, she's there for your informational, knowledge.
She is actually, and a lot of people don't know this, perhaps the foremost authority in the Northern Hemisphere on the Emperor Penguin.
Yeah.
Ask her questions.
You could do that if you like, and she'll, probably block you, but that's fine. It is the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza, but what she's doing is kind of...
That was close.
Part of that. Not so much. She's kind of doing, providing more of a contribution in the diving world as opposed to what we're planning for the rest of the show today.
What a coincidence, Greg. I'm also the world's foremost... expert in the Northern Hemisphere
of
Lake Titicaca.
Oh, well, it just so happens.
Yes.
What? CJ?
No, he got it in like real soon. Not even 25 minutes.
He kind of jumped the gun because I actually have a story. They're building an underwater museum that's in the works for the Bolivian side of Lake Titicaca.
No kidding.
I kid you not.
We got to go, Greg. We got to go.
Unless this is a total hose. That's one of Bubble Boy's favorite places on the planet.
Always a possibility.
That has water that he would like to dive in. Actually, he just likes talking about it.
I think he just likes saying it.
Yeah. But there is an underwater museum that's going to cost, believe it or not, they're going to dump like $10 million into this. And it's supposed to be completed by 2020. An underwater museum on the Bolivian side of Lake Titicaca. Now, Bill, the producer, he loves doing Snopes and stuff. Is this a Snopes thing? I'm being hosed right now?
I don't believe you are being hosed.
You think this is a legitimate thing? Because I thought for sure that Bubble Boy had put this in my inbox today.
I was smart
that's
of
why,
him. But, yeah.
But it's legit.
I believe it may, in fact, be legit. It is the highest elevation of any navigable body of water.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. You'll have many
it's
more
legitimate claim to fame of Lake
reasons to talk about Lake Titicaca. Lake Titicaca. Bubble Boy, you're welcome. It's a Christmas miracle!
There'll be an underwater statue of Lake or Simon Bolivar.
Okay.
The Simon Bolivar of the Abyss.
All right.
Who is that?
Wow. The Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza. Off to a great start. And we have some other special guests to join us. We have Barry DeBugger. How you doing, Bear? Oh, Barry? Oh. What's going
on? Merry Christmas to everyone out there.
All right, yeah. So he's going to do that. Also, Casey the Tobacco Nut is with us.
Merry Christmas.
That doesn't sound like a tobacco stick. That sounds like he's enhancing it with a liquid
libation.
Yeah, one of those.
Actually, one of Santa's reindeer couldn't continue on last night, so I'm taking care of it.
Wait a minute. You mean you went hunting? And you took out, Dasher or something, and you're having venison stew or something during the show? What are you alluding to there?
No, Santa stops by the shop to pick up his stick for late-night flying.
And
Vixen was feeling a little down, so I gave him some oats and a bottle of bourbon, and he's feeling better.
All right. Well, I didn't take Santa as a smoker, but definitely I've seen a...
He's got a pipe!
Does it's a he? Long flight over
Oh,
Nova
I guess
Scotia.
He does have a pipe. I didn't really notice that. I
he
just
picks
noticed
up a little
all the
cherry tobacco and a couple nice sticks, and then he's off.
Well, our Scuba Radio Drunken Santa that's usually passed out in the gutter before you cross into the studio here.
Cigarettes would really be a fine improvement.
Exactly.
Stale cigarette smoke would really make him smell at least 75% better.
Yeah, you smell the booze. The urine and other bodily function smells that kind of go along.
He came in here last week and went through all the ashtrays, picking up cigar butts and It was nasty. Hmm. Just nasty.
I don't think you should have open flame anywhere near his drinking, things that he has been in, ingesting.
Flasks.
Yeah. But that's another thing. He's coming up here fairly soon. We got to let him into the studio to cover this base that
Greg,
Kelly,
I
the Brazilian
swimsuit
model. I do have
a quick note to you from Santa.
You do, Casey?
Yeah.
And what would that be?
Well, apparently this year you were down for multiple bad check marks on the list.
Yes, he was up
but apparently
boy.
your wife
list.
Wrote to him and said no, those were nice things, and so he took you off the naughty list.
Okay, so what some people would take as being naughty, my wife thought, hey, that was a good thing.
That was a good thing.
Yeah, when you routinely leave home for weeks at a time, that sort of thing. Yes.
Oh, I thought we were talking like a 50 Shades of Greg thing or something, whatever.
Greg?
Okay. Yes, Barry the Booger.
No, this is Santa. You're going to get many more bags of lobster poop this year.
Well, thank you. And we still have some left over here in the studio that Bubble Boy's already delved into. Haven't you, Bubble
Boy? No, not any.
You haven't had a lobster poo yet?
No. I broke into your rum, but not the... No.
Okay, you don't want to mix the two?
No.
It's Christmas. Indulge. Overindulge. All right. Also, Walt DeMartini. Or maybe Gomez might be joining us here for the Christmas crap extravaganza today. Who is it there, Walt? What do you think?
Ho, ho, ho.
That sounds like Gomez to me.
No, Mr. Gomez today.
Okay, all right. Well, he might rear his ugly head like
that's
the Grinch.
Southern Santa.
Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Feliz Navidad.
There we go. Hey, Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model from Christmas Past coming up next. Stay close. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so coming up in a matter of minutes, we don't have Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model to reprise her role as the official Christmas caroler.
Oh, darn.
Here for the Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza. But we do have something from Christmas pasts that haunts us to this day. And we're going to share that with the world here in just moments. And then see what happens as we try to fill those massive fins with something new, it's really difficult to kind of recreate that Christmas magic, but we're going to give it our best shot with two efforts.
So you're saying two brand new Christmas entries into the Scuba Radio Crap Extravaganza?
Yeah,
two brand new.
It'll go down in
pieces.
The annals of Christmas history.
Yes, it will. Yeah, well, yeah.
That's and Jerry the Diver Guy is one of the people that's going to give this a shot. Jerry, are you ready? Are you up for the task?
What do you God think? Help us all.
Yes.
God help us, everyone.
Wait, hold on, one at a time. Jerry, talk to me now. So you have come up with a song that you're going to share with everyone and see if you can indeed, provide a little Christmas magic that we're missing because, Kelly has nodules on her vocal cords. You can't sing, right?
We will try.
All right. And for those who don't know, I actually heard Jerry's singing voice for the first time at the Dima show when we were in Las Vegas. And I'll tell you what, when we were at the Tenors of Rock show and he started singing.
It was much better.
Well, they it's usually five tenors, but they were missing one because one of the guys was sick. So Jerry decided to chime in as the fifth tenor. I mean, I'll say he was a tenor.
From his seat.
From his seat in the audience and enhanced the whole performance to a level that I will not soon forget.
No offense.
The world. Yes, Bill.
But Jerry is no more than an aider.
He's no year more than a what? A hater?
Aider.
Aider.
He's not a tenor. Maybe a sevener.
I'm thinking more of like a tour. But You'll have to hear for yourself coming up here in a bit. But first, Kelly from Christmas Past.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
Oh, that is nasty.
One that will make my daylight start to show.
You are absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my own is to get you to listen to Greggy on with Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
You got a lot of nerve, buddy.
Bites.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right. Or at least Mr. Right Now.
Oh my God!
And may all your Christmases be bright. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you be naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
Yeah, well, there you go. From Christmas Crapstravaganza's past.
You know, yep. Kelly's a lot like children. Mm. Better seen than not heard.
Maybe so. But yeah, unfortunately, she could not reprise her role as the official caroler of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crapstravaganza this year. But we're going to make two efforts to...
She'll be good for next year, maybe.
You think so?
She recovers.
I think good is not the proper word there, but regardless, it is a Christmas classic.
There's I think no question. We need to have it's some sort of...
Two songs, she's not going
to
make it.
Well, okay, Jerry, we'll have to wait and see. But Casey, you were saying what?
I think we need to have some sort of bell or gong or some way of judging this brand new entry.
I don't think judging is appropriate during the holidays.
We have Facebook Live.
Well, we do, and they could do that. I guess we could let the listeners vote accordingly whether or not
well,
it would go down.
We have a certain level on this Christmas Crapstravaganza, and we have to exceed our previous performance.
Well, once again, I think you guys have it backwards. We are a diving show, so we're always looking for the bar and to go lower, to go below this, like the surface of the ocean.
So yeah. The farther we fall,
the more
better.
We go down, the better, because we're divers. We love, you know, and it's our.
Well, we're definitely on the way down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think after today, I think that will be fine.
Yeah.
We will be way below the bar.
Well, so true. Now, I'm about to open the floodgates. Do we got the Febreze bottle out there, Bubble Boy?
I think so, yeah.
We got to bring in the Scuba Radio Drunken Santa for this next effort. Go ahead, Bill. Can you open up the door there and let him
These
in?
These doors are not going to get wide enough, Greg.
Oh,
there.
Boy.
No, this, no.
Oh, geez. All right. Here he comes. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa.
You don't have enough Febreze if he's been smoking weak old cigar butts.
Right here?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
right here. Melly Clicky Maka.
Yeah.
Melly Clicky Maka.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Well, welcome.
Happy Christmas, Greg.
Another squeeze of the Febreze. Right. There,
Happy
please,
Christmas.
Boy. Yeah.
Hey, right. It's Bill. I haven't seen Bill in a long time. A
lot of Christmas pasts.
Thanks for recognizing me through the mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I that's what I gave everybody for Christmas here in the
Bill.
Studio. Bubble Boy, Bill,
Bubble
and myself.
Bubble Boy.
All have gas masks.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Where's Kelly?
Kelly is not here, and you had an assignment. to record Baby It's Cold Outside, a new Scuba Radio version to offset this big controversy with the lyrics and the whole Me Too thing. And it was looking like, hey.
I have recorded, it's going to be a smash hit.
You think?
Oh, it was smashed when he recorded it. So
thank you.
You're halfway.
It's going to be.
You really don't have to hold the microphone like that. I wish you wouldn't do that.
It might break your downloads.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you went up to Atlanta to see Mermaid Jill.
Jill, my friend Jill, is also my manager.
Yeah. How's that been going? I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I got to give her 10% of everything I make.
Mm-hmm.
How do you have friends?
Yeah. Well, good point.
Jerry,
he gives them 10% of everything he makes.
Jerry, now I'm gonna have the reindeer poop on your roof.
Okay, that's not appropriate.
Think about it; they have to go somewhere.
All right, so I was given this computer file to play. I have not listened to it yet. Is this the raw tape of the studio session or what? This is the finished thing.
This has been mastered and mixed. Mixed and mastered,
right?
McMasters,
and it's been mastered by professionals.
Okay, well,
this is in a professional studio, Greg. Yeah. I did this for you.
All right, well, let's run this audio. See what we got here.
Hey, Jill, sweetie, pass me that rum, will you, please?
Of course.
Santa needs to warm up his pipes.
Yeah, understood. I don't even hear any music yet. Just warm it up. Okay. Jeez. Wow.
Oh, God. That's
swallow this pride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The rum pa pam pam. Me and my rum.
Okay. This doesn't sound like
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think these headphones are plugged in.
There we go. All right.
Oh, there it is. Kicking horns.
Jazzy.
All right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Here we go. You go first.
I see a stingray.
Baby, let's go for a dive.
I think there's no way.
Baby, let's go for a dive.
It might be a sin.
Not just diving.
But looks very nice.
It is. We might even go down twice. Who knows?
Oh, boy.
Do you think that we will see Dory?
It'll be part of the story.
So if you take me on an underwater
it'll
tour.
It'll make your spirit soar.
My eyes will be a bit blurry.
Now we use a mask to watch the fish scurry.
Maybe a couple tanks more.
What are we waiting for?
So we'll dive into the drink.
Maybe we'll go down there.
Say, why do you stink?
God, that must be your hair.
What?
I'm so used to the land.
Baby, grab my hand.
And now I see.
In your wetsuit you'll pee.
Oh, no.
So listen to Scuba Radio.
My favorite dive show.
I wish we could go diving right now.
Hey, come on, I'll show you how.
Today is the day.
Cause we're going.
Uh-oh.
On. Everybody.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. All right. Barry the Bugger.
Greg, you're going back on the naughty list.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, man.
I can see by your stunned disbelief that you can't believe how good it came out.
I am stunned. That's for sure. But I'll tell you.
Bill's got a big smile on his face.
Oof.
I can definitely hear the influence of Carol Channing there.
I was going to say Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model. I mean, it's definitely in that same lane of, stuff.
Yeah, Jill told me she couldn't sing, but she was sandbagging me.
Hey, Greg, that's minus 10 on the iTunes chart.
You think? Well, there you go.
It's minus 10.
Oh, minus. Okay.
That means they ran out,
mm.
and we owe people 10.
Yeah. What's the deal with Brazilian swimsuit models and mermaids having the same vocal cord, Coach?
It has to do with their underwater eustachian tubes.
Yeah.
When they don't have to equalize like humans do.
They can't hear.
Right.
Ah.
They really can't.
Makes so much sense now.
They can't pick up any kind of pitch.
Wow.
That's why the fish scurry away.
Mm-hmm.
But I studied with a vocal coach, and that's what I could hear when I did the vibrato. I could hold those notes.
Yeah.
Baby, take my hand.
Yeah, you really did get in there. But you did
Request a refund?
I'll tell you what. We came up with the lyrics. You took some liberties with the lyrics and made some comment about her hair, though.
Well, he's shy, but Greg actually wrote those lyrics. Wrote that song.
But I didn't say her hair stunk.
I can't believe that he didn't want to take credit for that.
He's going to get a piece of the publishing.
Okay. Oh, God help us. Merry Christmas. We apologize, right? Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. Santa Claus, he was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. And that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
Oops. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Welcome to the Scuba Radio Crapstravaganza edition of the big show this week. You know, by the way, we apologize for everything that happens on the show today. We'll never be able to do that enough, but it's kind of like our on-air office Christmas party. And we are doing some constructive stuff, too, believe it or not, besides just celebrating the holidays inappropriately. We have Facebook Live going on. Rachel has been on the chat room. They're answering questions about diving. I see a few folks. Oh, JF from Explorer Ventures, usually the captain of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2, is actually in the Facebook Live chat room right now as well. And welcome, JF. Sorry I missed you last week. Captain Bob filled in. He did a very good job, and we had a great time. But JF is the typical captain for the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2. Bob was filling in for the holidays, and I think he still has another few weeks. Well, JF, he's joining us for the holidays, so he must be bored to tears. You think they're Drunken Santa?
Absolutely. Hey, I just want to say something also.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You said you apologize.
Yeah.
I don't apologize for anything. I stand by everything.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Truth, justice, and the American way.
Okay, you're not
just
Superman.
Just like Superman.
Well, yeah, if you say so. All right. Well, Bubble Boy, keep him
and also, in check. Also, as Ozzy Osbourne used to say at every concert,
I
love you all.
Zig. Huh.
He's on the crazy train again.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Bubble Boy's going to have to keep him in line because Bill, the producer, has left. He's left the building.
Bill can't be contained.
Bill has left the building. He listened to your song that you did with Mermaid Jill. And I told him, I said, look, it doesn't end there. We got Jared the Diver Guy coming up.
And you know what he said? Oh, hell no.
That's exactly what he said. And he left.
He's gone.
That was too much Christmas cheer for Bill the producer. So we wish him the best and Merry Christmas to him. And, you know, he can go celebrate accordingly.
You know, Greg, it's great that JF's in the chat room. I heard he's also the world's renowned expert.
On?
Hippopotamus.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, that is, you know, he wants a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Hippocampus.
Hippocrampus.
You'll have to ask him about that, along with all the other diving questions about liveaboard diving. But, yeah, maybe JF.
Also, if there's any children listening tonight, Krampus is coming to get you.
Krampus, yes. Krampus, that's like a Curacao thing or something, isn't it? I forget.
It's not to be confused
Norway.
With Grampy.
Grampy. Okay.
If you eat too many Christmas cookies, you get Krampus.
I don't know
Krampus.
What happens with your grandfather. Probably just fall asleep in the chair.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know.
Maybe have an accident.
How did you become such an authority on Christmas traditions and
Duh,
things like
I'm
that?
Santa.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
My God.
It's hard
what
to.
What is he new?
Oh, boy.
How long have you been doing this show?
Yeah, too long, obviously.
I'm just kidding. You Merry Christmas.
Keep drinking.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You're on the nice list.
Well, thank you, Santa. Gosh, it's the first thing I've heard positive out of him in years. Wow. Okay. Well, look, I wanted to talk about a couple other things before we get to more crap extravaganza, you know, mind-blowing events. Pow. Is that I got to talk about what I did in the Turks and Caicos with my GoPro. I was using a new GoPro Black Edition 7, the latest and greatest GoPro camera. And I got to tell you, it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I hadn't been using a GoPro for the last few years. I think the last GoPro I shot with was a 3 Plus.
So God, like, that thing?
That was like four. There's four new GoPros since the last time I was messing with them. I've been using, you know, some cell phone things, iPhone cases and stuff, and I was starting to go down that road. And then
that's because you're a tinkerer.
You like to
experiment.
Well, thank you. I do like that. And there's some pictures that I pulled from the frames of my video.
Which is not to be confused with Bubble Boy's a tinkler.
No, that's a totally different thing. And we try not to get that documented on film or digitally anyway. But at scubaradio.com, along with last week's show, you'll see some pictures that I pulled from the frames of the video I shot with the GoPro. And they turned out really good. Now, they're mostly like selfies and things like
that. I saw the sharks.
Yep, the shark. You saw that. You went online and saw this.
I saw the puffer fish.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. You saw mermaid Brittany.
I did, or
the aqua gypsy.
And I saw a picture of Greg doing lots of selfies.
Yeah. Well, I got to thank the folks at GoPro because I think they got a winner on their hands. It was small. It was light. It was easy to use.
So easy, even Greg can do it.
Exactly. It's Greg proof. I mean, yeah. And then the folks at Backscatter that do really great photo work and stuff, they gave me some filters to work with, the Backscatter flip filter. That was very convenient. So both those items, the new GoPro Black 7 edition, you pick that up and call it Backscatter. Go to backscatter.com, get their flip filter. That was pretty easy to use and helped a lot. And you can see those pictures once again at scubaradio.com and judge for yourself. Video to come as well. As Jerry the Diver Guy's Christmas gift to us all. Better than a box of rocks or coal or something? Probably not, but you'll want to listen for it. Coming up in hour two.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.